I know a lot of you have had this experience because for those of us who in 2020 were all sent home and we were stuck in a lockdown during the pandemic, we had a lot of time on our hands. And I saw an ad for Masterclass and I thought, I want to better myself. I want access to all of these brilliant people who teach you things. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with more than 200 plus of the world's best and smartest. For just under 10 bucks a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And I don't care, you can wake up one morning and say, I want to learn about business. And then another where you say, I want to learn how to survive in the wild if I have no water and no fire to make me warm. You can access Masterclass on your phone, on your computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. And the classes totally make a difference. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/Liz. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/Liz. Masterclass.com/Liz. Hi, you guys. It's me, Liz Claman, your favorite. Oh, not your favorite. Okay, never mind. Thank you all so much for tuning into Everyone Talks to Liz. You have no idea how much it means to me. I mean, basically, it means the world to me. This week, I decided I wanted to play back one of my most popular episodes. People went nuts over this one. It was one of the most downloaded. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let me tell you something. A kid from Ohio is sitting with me right now. I'm kind of geeked out because I've known Logan Paul. He hasn't known me, but I've known of him for several years now because my kids watched this YouTube sensation for many years. And I was most struck because, you know, I'm kind of an Ohio girl, even though I'm California, but I lived in both Columbus and Cleveland in the early part of my career. And I just thought, this is a kid from Ohio who simply on, I guess, the engine of his personality alone, he has created this persona and this business that is unbelievable. We welcome YouTube sensation, Logan Paul. Great to have you.
Thanks. I'm going to go ahead and clap for myself.
You get a clap for me, too.
You don't have to clap. No, I'll just clap. You know, hi, how are you?
This is called Everyone Talks to Liz.
Does everyone really, though? That feels like a lot of time spent.
You know how when they say, oh, she knows everyone, they don't mean everyone. They mean, like, the cool people. And the fact that you're sitting here, you know, I've interviewed, I'm not bragging or anything, but I've interviewed Warren Buffett, Bill Gates,
oh, really?
And all these people.
You could follow my name after theirs, I feel like.
Maybe 2 inches.
Like, if you, for the next guest, if you tell me you interviewed Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, please then follow that up with Logan Paul. How you doing? Were you the popular girl in high school?
So not. I was the skinny, curly, redheaded girl with freckles and braces.
Oh, no, I don't believe you. Your hair is the same color as my beard.
Really? That's right. You've got blonde hair.
Strawberry blonde.
Yes.
My dad was just like you, except a guy.
What? I want to meet your dad because
he's great.
He must have done something, and your mom as well, to create. Look, I'm not saying now. Go back to when you were 10.
Okay, yeah.
When I was 10, I was watching, you know, I Dream of Jeannie and eating space food sticks.
Okay.
In the 70s.
Space food sticks, yeah.
You were becoming what is now this YouTube star, but you started on Vine.
Well, that's right, yeah. My parents did a good, you know what they did well? They fostered my interests. They allowed me to be the 8-year-old with a digital camera taking pictures of flowers. And they didn't think it was weird. They're just like, this is cool. Like, our kid likes taking pictures of flowers. That's how I started. I love the aesthetic of seeing something I captured on a screen. And then it evolved to video when we could afford a video camera when I was 10. And that's all they did. They encouraged me. They didn't try to shelve me or tell me I couldn't post on YouTube, even though it was like kind of risky for a 10-year-old to be posting his life on the internet. You know, like,
oh,
you hear
sort
about
of.
it was probably creepier back then because the internet wasn't so big. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the dangerous people were, I feel like, more prominent. Now everyone's on the internet.
But you figured it out at such a young age. You started...
No, I didn't.
Well, you were doing Vine, which are those 6-second videos.
Yes, that was 8 years later when I was 18. So when I picked up Vine, I had been doing YouTube for 8 years. I had already not mastered, but I knew how to, you know, light, direct, tell a short story. Sorry, I think I just threw up a little bit. It's fine.
In your mouth.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I caught it. And also, as I said on the live show, I have pink eye too. Just like a lot of things are going wrong.
How'd you like being on my show, The Claiming Countdown?
I mean, I'm fascinated by how well you do the live show. Live shows are stressful. I really liked being on it because, like, as much as I can talk about business and my brand and building X, Y, and Z, I like making jokes, and I was able to pop out a few in there. Like, yeah. I play it really straight, but, like, on the inside, I'm laughing really hard when I tell you I have pink eye on Fox Business News.
Well, I'm telling you, I think our viewers really liked it because you kind of interspersed it with the business angle.
That's what we do.
What has become, I mean, you make, according to these things that you know, aggregate this, you're making about $15 million a year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm the first to tell you that.
That's cool.
$36,000 a day, pretty impressive money.
That's dope. Do you know where that money's going?
Do you?
No, like, do you know where it's been? Because I haven't seen that type of numbers come in a while.
Come on, you have a lovely house. I've seen that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Do you save your money?
I try. Yeah, I do. I got a decent amount in my retirement plan.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm smart with it. Sort of. No, I'm not.
Which is it, Logan?
I don't know. What's up?
Let's talk a little bit about the early days. You started to do these videos on YouTube. And when did you know, wait a minute, I've got something. When did you realize, hold on, people I don't know, not my friends anymore, a lot of people out there in the world are somehow connecting with what I'm doing?
It took me a while. It was when I started making money. When I started making money, to me, that was like, okay, this business, this little venture that I'm doing has some real staying power.
What age was that?
I was 18. It was in college. I remember my first brand deal was $2,000. It was obviously more money than I had ever made in my life doing anything. Cause like growing up, I had my own landscaping company. Like I would, mow lawns and snow blow driveways for $20, and I'd literally just slave all summer trying to collect gas money. Mm-hmm. And then this $2,000 came along and it changed my life. I was like, oh my God, why would I not do this for the rest of my life?
This was a sponsorship?
Yeah.
And then the advertising, you figured that part out?
Yep. We built the, or then I actually became the breast. I'll go with it.
I think something's on your mind.
No, it's. No, I'll go with it. The breast brand advertiser in the history of the platform. Every single branded piece of content I did was with the absolute hands down most engaging, impressionable piece of content that brands ever did. Because I'm good at telling stories, really short form.
And I get it because I find that the way you edit some of your videos is very visually compelling.
I have to give that one to my editor Hayden. I do have an editor at
good
point. Yeah,
well,
he's a god.
Hayden's
in the
a rock star.
He is absolutely a rock star. No, the dude's G. Oh my God, can I swear? I'm so sorry.
You can do what you want. Well, we'll beep it out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to be like this
because really I've never said those words in my life in a newsroom.
Hey, how often does your mom swear? How often does she swear a day? Just like give me on your hand
all the time.
I can tell you got a little fire very, on your,
yeah, yeah.
On your head.
Yeah,
literally.
I got the red hair. I got the claws. That's what I do.
And your name is Liz. That's two syllables away from me and Elizabeth.
God. You know, Logan, when I think about your rise, who was that first sponsor that paid that for you?
My what?
I'm sorry.
I was actually three syllables away, and it really bothered me that I didn't get that right. Okay. The sponsor. What sponsor? Remember
well,
Logan Paul?
The guy who wrote the $2,000 check, or the woman.
Yeah, what about it?
Who was the company?
Crazy. I still use them to this day. I don't know if I want to say it, actually.
Sure. They took a chance on you.
They did. And I asked them for equity in their company because I liked them so much. And to this day,
they say no.
No, I still use their product.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, they should have said yes. And because the market got oversaturated and they had no way to stand out. Like in this room, I have the product with me right now. Everyone
uses
it.
The reason you don't want to mention is because they didn't let you.
No free brand deals, baby. What's good?
Okay.
You know?
All right. I get it. So you're a tough businessman yourself on these issues.
I'm smart.
Smart. That's right.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You moved from Ohio to LA.
I really did. I did all that.
I'm jumping ahead, but you dropped out of college.
Are you disappointed in me?
Not at all.
Your
parents?
No, they weren't. They know that whatever I do, it's going to be the best ever. Like, they really believe in me.
Okay,
you know?
That sounds like Jewish parents.
Well, maybe they're a little biased, but they really believe in me because I really believe in myself. Like, if tomorrow I'm like, yo, I want to do pottery for the rest of my life, they'd be like, that's dope.
Ceramics.
Here's a wheel. Ceramics, that's right.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're really supportive. I dropped that with a 4.0, though, I will say. Engineering student. Never took a sip of alcohol and didn't smoke weed. Lived in the honors dorm.
I'll tell you, some of the other things that I've noticed about your videos is, at least the ones I've seen, you don't drop four-letter words. So it's okay that my kids are watching.
Cuss words?
Those things, yes.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong.
Am I missing the good ones? My kids are, wait a minute, they're only showing me the clean ones?
I think so, because I swear often, frequently.
But you beep it.
I do.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
No, you know why? You know why? Because save the youth, huh? They don't need to be showing all these words. Come on, guys. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me about how you almost reverse engineer followers. You look at platforms, whether it's Instagram, Spotify, whatever.
Yep.
Snap, and you figure out how to almost immediately get these massive numbers of followers. What is the trick?
Yeah, I like that word. That word you use, reverse engineer. Because I did go to, like I said, college for engineering. Mm-hmm. Reverse engineering is exactly what I do. So each platform has a code per se, and as a creator, it's my job to crack the code and just make the best stuff on the internet possible that I can. And I don't know if there's a few that come to mind, but definitely one of the best when it comes to jumping ship. I was Vine, then Facebook, then Instagram, and then YouTube, and each one like literally just smashed. You said it on our live show. Mm-hmm. I have a Facebook page with 16 million followers on it. I haven't touched it in 2 years. Mm-hmm. like, do you know how valuable that asset is? Do you know how much money that could probably be making me $2 million a year? So yeah, I'm not optimizing. I'm working on it. Really okay. Close. But how I do it, I always start by looking at the best people on the platform. Who's doing it the absolute best? What are they doing? What makes their content special and why is it working? And then because of whatever this innate talent and drive that I have in me, I do it better because I just can. Like I think for me, my secret sauce, that thing that I don't know if it can really be taught is the ability to storytell, whether it is like a 6 second comedic little clip or a 20 minute YouTube mini doc, whatever it is. I really love storytelling and captivating people.
Let me jump on what you said about looking to see who does it best. Yeah. And then trying to best them. Yep. In this. Whom do you admire out there when it comes to these things?
On YouTube?
Yes.
Man, I don't.
Who's this little girl, Emma? Emma, is it Chamberlain?
Emma Chamberlain, yeah.
So I was looking at some of her stuff, and I found her oddly really compelling.
That's such a good word to describe her. She's so compelling, mm-hmm. Incredibly compelling. She's so authentic. She's so true to herself, and she lives in her truth to the highest degree, and it's like something to admire at. Mm-hmm. Like, she's definitely one of the most special people on the platform for that reason. Like, she's not doing the formula that my brother and I used where it's like, How big of a monster truck can we get and how many cars can we run over and then throw in our pool? Like that, she's doing the, I'm just a cool girl, follow me, like, and subscribe, which is awesome. I love that. And I think that's actually probably the future of the platform, just being like dope and true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And to that end, as you develop all of this, you got to look at the money angle of it, merch.
Yeah, lots of money in merch. Most of the money in merch.
How involved are you in the design?
It's 50%. Mm-hmm. I approve all the final designs. And most of the time, the designs are being pitched to me and I'm saying yes or no or change this. So most of the time, I'm not the one coming up with the first rough draft. Sometimes.
Maverick Eagle.
Maverick Eagle, that's mine.
Right.
Yeah, the Maverick Bird.
And so you've got the hoodies, you've got some shorts I saw. When are the sippy cups coming?
Maverick sippy cups?
I mean, it's my idea. I'd like you to give me credit for that.
Of course, yeah, of course. No, you can have equity in the company, to be honest with you. Now, sippy cups, I don't know. I just, the whole thing is I have no kid. Like, right. I don't have a baby yet. I would love to. I would love to have a child and then maybe the sippy cups could come. I'm working on it.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
And when you say you'd love to have a child, would you do what your dad and your mom did, which was really kind of just propel you in whatever direction you felt inspired by?
The answer is absolutely yes. But one thing I know I'm going to have a problem with as a parent, and like, because I know I'd be a sick dad, like just sick. The one thing I'm going to have a problem with is like, I'm so laid back. I'm so chill. So if my kid like draws on the wall with crayons, I'd be like, oh, wow, that's a pretty picture you painted versus disciplining them. Like, I treat them as like a homie and not as their parent, which I can't do. Like, I already do it with my dogs. And like today they ripped my passport up and ate my Gucci shoes because I'm so lax about it. I'm just like, well, they're just material things.
You need to go down to the federal building downtown and they will reissue you the passport. And you'll have to stand in line, and that blows.
No, I don't want to stand in line.
No, really? You don't?
I don't want to do that.
That's not fun.
I'm not good at that.
Interesting you talk about writing on the walls. The first word I learned to write was love, and I took a red pen and I wrote all over the curtains.
Oh, no way.
Now, how can you punish a child for writing love, even if they've ruined brand new curtains?
Yeah.
You can't.
Like, what do you, like...
What are you going to do?
What do you expect?
Of course
That's
not.
Amazing.
The only time my parents got really upset with me was when I cut off my eyelashes and the cat's whiskers.
Why did you do that?
Ask me when I was four, whenever I did it.
Your eyelashes?
My dad was more worried about the cat than he was about my eyelashes.
Yeah, but what about your brand?
My brand did not suffer at that point.
Okay, all right.
They're always the fake eyelashes that we use on Fox Business.
Oh, okay.
What do you think your best personality trait is? You've talked about being authentic, but what do you think it is about you? And you've gone through several vicissitudes, SAT word.
Can you say that one more time, just the way you said it?
Vicissitudes.
I don't know what that means.
It means,
and I know words.
Ups and downs and movements and all of that. And there's one thing that seems like a common thread. You're a nice guy.
What? Liz, thank you. You said it so nice. I really am a nice guy. I try to be. I can make no mistake. Mm-hmm. Don't cross me, Liz. Mm-hmm.
Like
for the most part, I'm a nice guy. I think my most important character trait is my work ethic. I go hard. I go so hard. Unparalleled type. Mm-hmm. The only person I know working as hard as me is my brother. And he's actually working harder than me. He's not as smart as me. Yeah. And you too.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I bet you work hard. I just saw you hop off a live show then come right on a podcast. Mm-hmm. That ain't easy. I know that type of grind.
But we ain't digging ditches. We're not doing, brain surgery. We're not DeBakey doing heart transplants. I always try and just say, you know what? It's news. It's media.
Each discipline has its own thing that makes it difficult. Like being on, quite literally on for 10 hours straight is not easy. That is so draining. Being in front of a camera and having to perform for like a whole day is not easy. But if you love it, it's all good.
This is Everyone Talks to Liz, and we'll be right back.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/claimant. Just go to Indeed.com/claimant right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/claimant. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And now you are a businessman. As we've said, you write checks. You have to make payroll.
Got to make payroll. I write checks, dude. my employees are draining my bank account. They're draining me.
So you're not Venmoing now. Do you have a service? What are you doing? Do you have a lawyer? Who does this?
Yeah, for my employees, we got the whole payroll thing.
You're almost, my producer Brad Hurst said to me on my live show, Liz, he's making almost pro sports money. Pro sports, professional sports guys tend to get all googly-eyed about it. And they drop something on a Lamborghini. And they buy their best friends Lambos. And they buy their best friends Lambos. You know, have you been able to avoid falling into the trap of wasting your money?
No.
What do you waste it on? What do you love buying?
I mean, yes, like I still have a decent amount of money in the bank, but also like I make no mistake, like I do have the 4x4 G-Wagon. Mm-hmm. I have a school bus. What?
Why?
I have a Polaris slingshot. I have a Mercedes Sprinter van to take the team around in. Mm-hmm. Like I do spend money sometimes on things that I probably don't need. But that, I mean, what's money for?
Do your parents still live in Ohio?
Yeah, they do. And I love them, by the way.
Do they want to come out here to California?
I try to convince them. I love it when they visit me. Like, I love my mother. She's so sweet. My dad, just a hoot.
What do they do? Do they work?
My dad, my mom, no. Nope. Mm-hmm. No.
And dad?
No. Like, I don't know.
What did they do?
My mom used to be a nurse.
Okay.
And my dad was a realtor. And then the housing market crashed, as you know, 2008. And then he became a project manager for a roofing company. And now he's just kind of an odd jobs guy. He got varicose vein in his legs. I paid for the surgery, fixed them right up. That doesn't have anything to do with what you're saying.
No, I'm telling you, our listeners love to hear this stuff.
Okay. Yeah. He had varicose veins in his leg and I was like, Dad, what's good? And there's these little like worms running through his calf. Mm-hmm. You know, I love this man. He's like, yo, I need $13,000 for the surgery. I go, I got you. So we wired in the money. He's all good to go.
Well, he had you when you were a kid. He had your back.
Yeah, for sure. It was weird hearing my dad like thank me. He goes, you don't know how much this means to me. And I literally, I'm about to cry even just thinking about it. I was like, I'm getting emotional. Wait, stop. I had to like explain to my dad that everything I've ever done and all my successes are because of him. And $13,000 to fix his leg is like the least I can do to show gratitude for this amazing life he's set me up with.
Paying them back.
I wish I could do more. My mom is married to a wealthy facial plastic surgeon, so mm-hmm. she's good to go. But mm-hmm. whenever my dad needs, I got him. I bought him a truck for Christmas. But then he sold it without telling me about a motorcycle. It's fine. I'm not even mm-hmm. mad about mm-hmm. it. I'm not mad about it. I'm not.
That's something that a dad would get mad at a kid for doing.
Well, right? You know, I'm not. Look, like I'm not speaking to him anymore, but I'm not like mad about it.
What won't you do? Like, what is your line when it comes to anything, whether it's ethics or morals or trying something?
Yeah, there used to not be a lot. There used to not be a lot of stuff I wouldn't do. Now the list is pretty long. Like, I actually won't do a lot. I'll do a lot of stuff, but if it is, like, do you have an example? Because, you know,
I don't know. I think of these.
I mean,
was it MTV Jackass? You know, where you're risking your life and you're maybe being a bad influence on people who are watching try it, that kind of stuff.
I try to do a minimal amount of risking my life. I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not so concerned about being an example of. Mm-hmm.
The way someone should live their life.
Yeah. And like someone else could recreate this stunt and get seriously hurt. Like, don't recreate, I'm sorry, the stunt. Like, leave it to the professionals, i.e. me. Like, as much as we joke around, I am a professional at this by now. And when we do extremely dangerous stunts, we are surrounded by professionals. So, I won't risk my life anymore. I kind of stopped. I have my skydiving license, and even that, I kind of just like, take it easy now, like, because my parachute didn't open once, and that was kind of scary. Oof.
Were you tandem jumping?
No, I was by myself.
Well, what
happened? My second solo jump. My parachute didn't open.
Yeah. There was a backup, right?
Yeah, there was a backup. Mm. So I cut the main one after 10 seconds. It's supposed to take 6 seconds to open max. It was at 10.
Oof.
And I did Vine, so my internal timer is sick. I knew when 6 seconds passed and when the remaining four passed as well. And I was like, I'm going to die if I don't cut away my main chute right now. So I cut it away, pulled the reserve. Reserve fortunately came out, but it spun. It twisted me 10 times. So it spun and I was twisted. And I don't know if you've ever been suspended midair, but trying to untwist yourself when the suspension point is coming from both your shoulders is so hard
Impossible.
To do. It's so hard to do. And also, like, by the way, that's your backup. There is no third chance.
But you're such an athlete. I saw this one shot of you leaping through the air, and honestly, it was like you were Baryshnikov. I swear, people don't think, oh, Liz is just being all obsequious and all of this. No. Go look on the video, and he's leaping through the air. The toes are pointed. And you played football. I've watched as NFL players take ballet classes so that they can, you know, have the correct muscle control.
Yeah.
But are you like double jointed? What is it that you can
like
do?
I'm just like a freak. I'm just a freak. Like I'm a big dude. You know, I'm 6'2". I'm 200 pounds. I can do the splits. I know how to fight. I wrestled in high school. I was All-American football player. Like I was all the things. Just genetically gifted athletically, and I like to take advantage of that because not a lot of people are. Like I don't think people expect me to be as like big as I am, and a lot of my entertainment. Is physical,
yeah.
Especially now I'm doing like boxing. I think that's awesome that I can like.
How did you train for that boxing match pay per view?
Got it. We shipped a trainer out. His name is Milton.
Mm-hmm.
He sleeps a lot, but when he's not sleeping, he's my boxing coach, and he's really good.
At any point did he say you're a bum, Rock?
Oh yeah, for sure. He says he quotes Rocky all the time. He quotes Muhammad Ali. He's got sayings out the wazoo. He says I'm the beast from the east and the best in the west.
Well, what about Ohio? Your best location in the nation, right?
Beast from the East.
I'm looking at other questions because I don't want to miss anything. And you know, when you think about the future, you are scoring some songs, right? Didn't you just come out of a scoring session?
I did.
And how did it go?
Listen, Liz, what do you want from me?
I'll tell you what I want. I want Paul McCartney meets the DeFranco family.
All right.
I want.
How about this?
Real sound.
That's actually awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
How about this? The Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Meets the DeFranco family.
Very talented.
I use Jamie Foxx as an example because is he a singer?
No.
Like who knows? But he's got hit songs.
Yep.
You know. So like, who's to say I can't pop out a hit song or two? Because by the way. I got a platinum record, girl.
I know. And I know those songs, but I think my daughter's going to get mad at me, but I will say this because she'll say, Mom, why did you say that? Your brother Jake had a really good song that I kind of liked.
Which one?
Jerrica. We're not done yet. We'll be back in a moment.
I know a lot of you have had this experience because for those of us who in 2020 were all sent home and we were stuck in a lockdown during the pandemic, we had a lot of time on our hands. And I saw an ad for Masterclass and I thought, I want to better myself. I want access to all of these brilliant people who teach you things. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with more than 200 plus of the world's best and smartest. For just under 10 bucks a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And I don't care, you can wake up one morning and say, I want to learn about business. And then another where you say, I want to learn how to survive in the wild if I have no water and no fire to make me warm. You can access Masterclass on your phone, on your computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. And the classes totally make a difference. Don't wait another moment to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/Liz. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/Liz. masterclass.com/Liz.
Are you all right over there? Like, how are you doing in general in life?
I have no problems at the moment physically or mentally.
Really?
Although you don't believe that.
You like Jerrica?
I like that song.
You ain't good, girl.
Are you friends with your brother these days? You made up, right?
Yeah, I love him. But like, I can tell you straight up, that song is cringe as
fuck. No, it's good.
I mean, what are you doing?
It's got a little Halsey meets, you know, Chainsmokery kind of feel to it.
What you just did is, it's illegal.
How about projects in the future, aside from working on music?
Yeah. Well, we got those Challenger games.
I looked at your IMBD and I saw that you played Mickey in Valley Girl.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And
oh my
I
God.
Saw that you played a part in a, what was it called? Future something. It was some space movie. But what about Hollywood calling and saying, we want you to star in a major release and be one of the leads. Would you consider that?
Yeah, but I would really need to feel like 2 years ago, my answer would have been hands down, absolutely yes, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Now it's like I really need to feel like I can play the character well. I don't need the clout or the money mm-hmm. or the success that traditional Hollywood provides anymore. I really just would like to make a really good piece. And if I'm cast because of my following and not because of my talent, I'm not really interested in doing that anymore. Like I was in the past, and it doesn't come across the screen well.
It almost seems like you've really changed since, you know, what happened with the Japanese suicide forest controversy, where, you know, you offended a lot of people and there was this massive outcry. Mm. To me, when I saw that happen, I thought, okay, so yeah, somebody overstepped the boundaries here. But when you did the apology video, it seemed very legit. And I felt terrible. But I thought, this is such a learning moment, not just for you, but for anybody watching about the sensitivities of these things.
For
and
sure.
Now that answer that you just gave me about not just getting out there and being a goof on a movie and embarrassing yourself, it almost seems like it has really changed you in that
regard. Of course it has. It was the biggest moment in my life. It was the biggest slap in my face to tell me I was going the wrong way. So now that I've rerouted and I've pivoted and I'm going the right way, it's nice to be able to look back and be able to pinpoint like what went wrong in my life that allowed that to happen, because now it'll never happen again. And if I can be the lightning rod, like the beacon of wrongdoings and mistakes, and like a walking learning lesson for kids or anyone really. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Like because I can take the heat. Like I won't give up ever, literally never.
Do you think that this world has changed so much that it's almost like one thing can almost derail your whole life, and that's almost unfair? Aren't
Absolutely.
We supposed to be learning creatures, learn from our mistakes?
Yes, but I've said this a couple times today. It is all so circumstantial. It like depending on what the mistake is, you know, if it's, and by the way, is it a mistake? Who's to decide? Is it on the internet to decide? I don't know. Cause some stuff like people should be canceled for, but I've made it very clear. Like the only person who decides whether or not you're truly canceled is you.
Are
you
absolutely
gonna, are you gonna sit like, You know how many tweets there were that wanted to like cancel me and like end me, like wish my existence was no more.
Was there a really like really bad dark moment?
Millions of people, and I'm just like, yo, y'all don't even know me, and you want me to like disappear from planet Earth? What kind of person are you? Your opinion is irrelevant to me. Wishing death upon someone for, you know, a lapse in judgment. Like I'm uninterested in affiliating with any of those people. And by the way, like they would probably be uninterested in affiliating with me too. And the only way I'd roll over and die is if I said, okay, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, you guys are right. Like I don't even know y'all. You're, you know, in one ear, out the other.
But also, I mean, let he or she who has never committed any sins cast the first stone.
That's the other thing. And like,
is that the first time I've ever quoted the Bible? Oh my gosh.
Are you religious?
No. I mean, I'm Jewish. You know, I love bagels and lots of cream cheese.
Have you
had a bat mitzvah, but I don't get really into that. I live in kind of reality, which for better or for worse, because boy, sometimes I really wish I had that comfort to lean on. But
I'm the same way as you, Liz. I think we're a lot alike besides our hair.
Besides that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Challenger Games. That's next.
I mean, what's really good, Liz? I'm the fastest YouTuber on the planet.
And How fast are you?
I'm fast as Liz. I'm fast. I'm so fast.
What do you do the 100 meter in?
9 seconds. I'm about to beat Usain Bolt. I'm so quick. But I pulled my hamstring this past week.
Doing?
Charity basketball game.
Okay.
Guarding Snoop Dogg.
Oh. Isn't he a lot older than you?
Yeah. He bested me.
Wow. Yeah. And you're admitting that right here.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone talks to Liz.
I'm fragile. I'm fragile, dude. I'm falling apart. I'm going to win this race. I'm about to best the world, assuming, by the way, I can run. I hope so. Fingers crossed. And then we just got to freaking rock it.
Everybody who wins gets to pick their charity.
Donate money. I think we're going to go with 10K to a charity of their choice. So there's going to be $140,000 donated to charity. Mm-hmm. And then the overall charity that we're helping raise money for it during the event is the Special Olympics.
And let's give a nod to our boy Brian Beadall out of Cleveland.
Brian Beadall!
Who's organizing this. Oh, my.
We love you!
I met him 17 years ago or something, Cray.
Really?
Yeah, we just hit it off because he's a nice Cleveland guy.
Yo, he's awesome. Yeah, he's running the Challenger Games with us.
Who's one of the coolest and wonderful people you've met in your travels?
Probably you.
Good answer.
Like, definitely, actually. Yeah.
Is there a celebrity you've bonded with where you feel, you know what, he or she gets me?
Yeah. I think I got to go with my boy, MGK. I shouted him out on your live show, actually. Nah, he's a Cleveland boy like me. Mm-hmm. And whenever we're hanging out, it doesn't feel like I'm hanging out with him because we're like celebrities or whatever you want to call it, because we have clout. Like, he's just cool as f***.
Tell our viewers who don't know him who MGK is.
His name is Machine Gun Kelly. He just dropped a new album. It's called Hotel Diablo. Mm-hmm. And he's a rapper. He's been in the game for a minute. And this new album he just dropped.
So you didn't catch that? I'm such a nerd. I said, tell people who MJK is.
Oh, it's all good.
It's MGK. It's probably an idiot.
Michael Jackson King. No, he was on our live show. He performed on our 100th episode of Impulsive, my podcast, the number one podcast in the world, and that's a fact. But yeah, he performed at the end. He was a guest. It was great.
Cleveland will always be your town, right?
Always. I love that place. I love it. I love going there.
Slimans corned beef and the Rock Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Browns.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite thing to do there is probably get drunk. Because I don't know what else you would do.
No! Cuyahoga River. Go swim in it. It never caught fire in the 70s.
I think it did.
Logan, it's great to have you. I guess I just want to end with my question, which I sort of feel is important to ask you. And that is, when you're 60 or 70 years old, you want to look back at yourself and say what about yourself?
Damn.
Oh, God.
You know what I want to do, Liz? You know what I want to do, Liz? Life is an orange, and I want to squeeze all the pulp out of it that I possibly can. I want to milk this, if I'm being honest with you.
Don't you squeeze the juice?
What'd I say?
Pulp.
No, I want to squeeze it so hard the pulp disappears. Like, I want to dissipate the orange. Orange.
As we wrap up, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
It's your first time being at Fox?
Yeah, probably my last too. Not on my accord. I just feel like I won't be allowed back. I'll come back.
Oh, you're coming back.
All right, fire.
I'd love to have you on Fox Business.
You have your own show now, named after you, by the way, after 12 years.
The Klayman Countdown. Thanks, bro. I like it.
Gotcha.
Good luck to you, and continue to be who you are, and it's great to have you. Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
You. Thank you.
Logan Paul, YouTube star. You got to check him out. And he has a new podcast, Impulsive.
That's true, yeah.
Who came up with that name?
I'm Impulsive.
Oh, that's
my name's in there, so just fit nice.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening. And as we always like to say here at Everyone Talks to Liz, nobody gets to see a rainbow without seeing some rain first. So it's okay if you stumble, you fall, you get back up. It's all good. Listen to me. I'm sounding like Logan Paul. Okay, let's stop now because I'm old and
no, you're not
going to try that.
You look a day over 12.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you guys next time.
Want to listen ad-free? You can do it with a Fox News Podcasts Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And then Amazon Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.